Welcome. I'm Danielle Sally.
And I'm Eva Fusaw.
And you're listening to Ghost Boss, stories about the freelance afterlife. Hey, ghosties.
She just asked me if I wanted to lead, and I cannot bring myself to say, hey, ghosties.
She can't do it.
I can't do it.
I love it. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Eva. How are you?
I'm still feeling bonita today.
Good.
It's not raining. I'm excited.
I told her earlier today, I was like, it took me a while to get bonita, but I finally got to bonita.
Yes.
I had to curl my hair 2 full times because I chopped all my hair off. So yes. Not all of it, but
a
significant amount.
A lot.
And how you curl your hair when it's long is different from how you curl your hair short. And I prefer using a flat iron anyway, this has nothing to do with the topic.
Except
for the fact that I curled my hair differently and I finally reached bonita status.
That's right. Because we're aiming for bonita, not stressita.
Yeah.
When we walk in here.
Exactly.
But sometimes I walk in. The last couple of weeks when we recorded, I've been stressita.
Yes, you have.
I've been very stressita, but I'm bonita today.
Exactly. We made it.
Yay! No promises next week.
So what we wanted to talk about today, and it stems from us speaking at Richmond at the District 3 conference, because first off, that was the first time we got to speak together. Because
yes.
I've done the presentation a couple times solo, but this is the first one with both of us there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get interesting questions at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was in Amarillo, most of the questions were kind of surrounded like, how do you do a podcast?
You just go in there and figure it out. You mess up a lot of sound checks.
Exactly. And I think I mentioned it when I did in Baton Rouge, a lot of it was like, what project management?
Which
I love questions like that. But we had a good one in Richmond, which was, what's your work setup look like? And I didn't really think about it too much before that question came up, because we've shared this many times, maybe we haven't shared it,
before I started
my business, I had already been working from home since the pandemic started. I never really fully went back to the office. So I already had kind of a setup there. So I didn't really think about the fact that, there are some people that maybe they're working in office full time and they're going straight to working from their house, or maybe they're not in their house. And like, what does that look like for a solopreneur, and what do their offices look like? So I thought we answered the question in Richmond, but we're going to do a whole podcast episode because I also have some opinion, and there's one thing I'm getting your hot take on after.
Ugh.
But
should I do like before? I realized it's because I had to lean back and come in, but when you asked me for the hot take, like I like flew in.
Hello. You get excited. Like, I was thinking about, like, maybe I should ask Eva for a hot take during every episode.
I'm like, you should. I'm like a meerkat. I'm like, woo.
So I will get into what my office space looks like. And then if you want to kind of get into yours.
What's my hot take question? Or is it coming?
Well, it will come.
Okay.
It will come.
Okay. I like it.
So for me, and part of this stems from during the recession, I ended up working remotely and for not a full year, but a significant amount of months. And I felt like, hindsight, looking back at it, I was also much younger and I probably did everything that you shouldn't do when you work.
What
from
did
home.
You do?
I wore my PJs for a long portion of time.
Like, you didn't get dressed.
I wouldn't get dressed. Okay. I would just wear my PJs, wouldn't do my makeup, wouldn't do my hair. Not that you have to get glammed up, but I've since learned, still get ready for your day. Still get ready for your day. Even during the pandemic, I made a point to put pants on every day. It probably waited until once we got to June, though.
You know I'm team no pants. We talked about this 2 episodes
once
ago.
Once we got to June, that's when I...
Pants?
Yeah.
Like hard pants?
Hard pants. I know.
Ew.
I was wearing jeans. And so we got to...
Gross.
I was doing that. And then like, I didn't have a truly dedicated space to work. I was kind of like set up in our dining room at the time, which a lot of people did during the pandemic. And I would say those people probably didn't enjoy working from home as much. So I learned a lot during the recession when I worked remotely. So when the pandemic hit, I knew I needed a dedicated space. Now, at the time, I didn't have that dedicated space. It was half my room, half my daughter's playroom, which still wasn't ideal. Now, though, we've moved since then. But now we're in a new house and I have a dedicated office space that is solely for me and it's solely for working. Mm-hmm. I'm a big advocate for I do not like to work in places that I relax because then that kind of ruins it being a zen place. Mm-hmm. The only exception to that, and I said this in Richmond, is my back porch. Mm-hmm. And that's where I like to edit Ghost Boss. So, but I have a dedicated place to work. I just don't have a door, which is a little annoying.
That makes it tricky.
That said, I am the only one at my house.
Oh, then you should be fine.
So, so it's not usually an issue, except for the days that my daughter is actually home with me. But when she's not there, it's not really an issue. Because then I don't. It's not a big deal that her and her friends are running in and out of the house constantly.
Right.
But that's my setup is that. So I kind of have a dedicated place, but I am working out of my home pretty much all the time. Mm-hmm. So what does your space look like?
So when I moved into my house, the previous owner was also a graphic designer. And like a year and a half ago, the neighborhood approached me to redesign the neighborhood logo. And I was like, yeah, of course. And I was asking the neighbor who's been there for a very long time, who knew the previous owner of my house. I was like, do you know who did the old logo?
Yeah.
And she was like, Eleanor did. I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm doing the new logo. And so she had a lot of really great stuff set up in the office. So I've not changed like a lot of the furniture that was built in. So like the desk that I sat at to design the new logo is the desk she sat at to design the old logo like 20 years ago, which is cool. But yeah, so I have a dedicated office space. It doubles as a guest bedroom sometimes.
Yeah.
I have my workout stuff in there. So sometimes, where's your Peloton?
Same. Okay. That's the one thing. I do work out in my office.
I don't always work out in there because like I've been getting up early and doing yoga, which I can do anywhere. And I do that in my bedroom. But like I have some workout like an exercise ball and stuff that like it doesn't fit anywhere else in the house. But 95% of the work that occurs in that room is just my work.
Yeah.
I do break your rule. I was in bed last night, like on my laptop working.
So Daniel
gets so grumpy with
my hot take was going to be
your question of a hot take.
Where do you stand on working in your bedroom?
I do it.
Don't.
I know.
Just stop. No, I'm very,
here. I know. I could hear you yelling at me. Like, cause like, I like to say, well, I'm not like working. I'm like,
no, you're working.
No, I was like, I'm just doing a couple of, oh no, absolutely. I was making a cover for like a training guide last night, like laying in my bed.
My therapist once got not angry. She got,
oh, mine's fussed at me too.
With me
oh, mine's fussed at me. I know.
No, I used to have a Peloton in my bedroom. Now I moved to my office, but now it used to be in my bedroom. And she was like, do not put that Peloton in your bedroom. Your bedroom is purpose of a bedroom. It should not have anything else but that in it. That's working out. That's a relaxing thing in a sense.
If I'm for working out, like first off, I've been doing yoga when I get up in the morning. That I will do right next to my bed. I just roll out of the bed.
Yeah.
And just do it. And it's just, I like it just because of like, I don't know, because I wake up and I just do it and I start my day. If I'm going to like, do something else. Like if I'm going to, I don't know, do some other class on my phone, I'm doing a Pilates thing on my phone, I will go to a different room. But I do yoga in my bed, or do yoga in my room. No, I'm the worst at, do you want to know what I did last night? Danielle, you're going to be so mad.
I am probably.
My son went to bed. I got in my bed.
Yeah.
My big comfy bed with all my blankets and my pillows. And I nestled down.
So far sounds good.
Like I'm like getting in a cocoon. I scrolled on TikTok for an hour and a half while laying in bed. I did 30 minutes of work all in bed.
I was fine with the doom scrolling. Like,
you also shouldn't do that. You should fuss at me for that, too.
I know that, but I do that,
too. I'm not supposed to do that.
Who doesn't do it? But not the working. Don't work. Stop working in there. I'm going to be firm with this.
I work in every... I thought about this.
No.
I've worked in every room of the house, I think. Maybe not my son's bedroom.
Like your laundry room? You're working in
there? Well, I don't have a laundry room. I have, a laundry, nook. Like, it's like a recessed thing.
Have you worked there?
I've taken a call while folding laundry standing
there.
Okay,
fair.
But like I thought about it the other day, I was like, I definitely work on my laptop in my bed.
Yeah.
I definitely work on my laptop in the living room and in the dining room. I have worked while cooking. Like I will I will stand at my stove and have a laptop here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you want to hear the worst one?
Yeah.
You know I love a bath. You know I'm a bath girl.
Stop, Eva.
Yeah.
How?
On more than one occasion.
No.
I have worked while I'm in the bathtub.
How? Okay. What? Do you have a desk for your... You do, don't you? You have a desk for your tub. It's
not a desk. I have one of those things that goes over that you're supposed to put like a candle on.
Okay.
And like a book.
I cannot even give you a hard time because I bought a desk for my Peloton at one point.
Right.
Now, so, I would feel like that's comparable.
Most of the time, if I'm taking a bath, I am trying to relax. So most of the time, that tray is for a candle and like a book and like.
So do you have your candles lit while you're working? Oh, I do love a candle lit while working, though.
I used to. I stopped. I go through phases with candles. I'm out of a candle phase at the
moment. Oh, I am. It'll come back. I'm in it deep.
It'll come back. But yeah, like I'm not like designing stuff in the bathtub, but if I have to read a bunch of stuff or I'm like. But it still work. Like if I'm marking up stuff or I'm giving feedback.
I'm picturing you like trying to make a logo.
No. In the bathtub?
Yeah, that seemed hard.
Well, I mean, the angle doesn't work. I'm like laying down.
That was a problem I found with Peloton desk. In theory, I was like, okay, at least like, you know, the whole mindset is similar to people who get a walking pad under their desk.
Which I can't do. I've tried because
I actually had a conversation this morning with someone about
this. I can't do it.
If I was in like a lot more meetings, or if I was just having to type or something like that, I think I could do it. Designing and walking pads don't go well together.
I don't even know if I could do it if I was just typing. Like, and
I'm also not coordinated enough.
That's what I'm saying.
I would fall. I fall actively trying to walk on it.
I'm going to share this. Don't cut this out because I want everybody to hear what you said to me. Last week, I fell walking up the stairs, going to get coffee. I texted Danielle. I was like, I woke up this morning. I had this great day. Like, I've already done my yoga. Like, I'm just in this great headspace. And then I totally fell up the stairs going to get coffee. And she was like, oh, my God, Eva, that's hilarious. You're truly a gem. Right? Fine. Then I see her in person, y'all. Then I see her in person. Do you know what she says to me? Eva, do you know how busy that street is that coffee shop's on? Do you know how many people probably saw you fall up those stairs? Things I hadn't thought about yet, Danielle.
I used to work off that street, so I am very aware.
Why did you wait 5 days to say that to me in person?
I did wait 5 days because I thought about it after the fact.
You're like the ring in 5 days I will bring back.
That, I was like, that's like not just like a couple steps. That's a big stairscape.
And I fell all the way up it. I still have a bruise on my knee. I banged up my finger and I thought that was bad enough and I didn't think anybody saw me. And then Danielle's like, oh, no. Many people saw you.
I said, I mean, rush hour in the morning on Gervais, you've got, they all saw. You had the law school on the other side.
Why does she do this?
That's why I bring to the table. But
a talking back, anxiety disorder is what you're doing over there?
That desk on a Peloton, though, the problem I found, I have to like.
You look like a teapot. What are you doing?
Because you feel like a teapot. The angle hurts so bad because you really need the handles to be in the right position cycle. So it's just, it doesn't work. So I don't know. Don't get weird desk. But I can't make fun of you too bad with the bathroom or the bathtub.
The bathtub.
Because
yeah,
I
the
had
bathtub.
My,
clarify. My, yeah. And I've only done it a couple times. It's when I have to read a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's usually also, I need to clarify this. Sometimes I take a bath, not because I'm trying to relax.
Yeah.
But because like my back hurts or like.
Yeah, sure.
And so the two times that I'm specifically thinking of, like my back hurt. And so I was like, I want to take a bath because it'll make my back not hurt. So I do need to do this. I do have like a little mini stepper. I sometimes get on it when I'm on the phone, not on a call where they can see me, but I also take calls when I walk all the time.
Sure.
So sometimes I just take a call while I'm walking. I cannot do anything on my computer while I'm also walking. I also don't even really like this. I know people are fans of standing desks.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to sit and I'll just, as we've discussed, I wander off very easily.
I will
just wander off into the distance.
If I get any calls on my phone, the first thing I do is stand up and
roam. I pace. Yeah.
I can't sit still on the phone.
Yeah.
But so, if I'm working on with you, I want to be sitting.
I already have to create this like weird Eva space.
Yeah.
Like, so like. I have to sit. I have a crisscross chair because I have to sit my feet.
I'm 5'2".
And those chairs,
you can't get your feet on the floor.
Correct. Like my feet do not touch the floor in the chair I'm currently in. Oh. My toes touch the floor. I default to like tucking my feet up underneath me.
Sure. That makes sense.
Because my feet don't touch the floor often. So in a desk, in a chair at my house where I could control that, I just don't. So I sit crisscross in a chair and I have a blanket and I have a space heater because I don't have a thyroid. So I'm kind of like a lizard. I'm cold all the time. I got this lava lamp that I really like. It's got like gold glitter in it. It's a vibe. And then I got to get my Spotify playlist up. Not Chaos Anthems this week.
Okay.
I was listening to some La Tigra and LCD Sound System today.
All right.
Felt good about that. So like I have this whole like setup.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'm going to do is like walk while I do that or stand. I need to feel kind of like a bird. Like if you think about it, I'm short, I'm loud, I like shiny stuff, and I like to like have things kind of like around me.
Sure.
So I like to like get in my nest. My bed's the same way.
I hope you know by describing that, you know the bird I thought about?
Which one?
It's those little birds that are at the beach.
Yeah. I'm a beach Indian.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
I also love seafood.
That's the first bird I thought of.
Possibilities are endless.
The little tiny ones that are just running across the beach.
They're sassy. They're all over the place or they're asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Here comes the wave.
Yeah, and then just bonking around and then you just don't see them because they've
fallen
asleep somewhere. Yes, that's me. So like, I have this whole setup. I need to be comfortable.
Yeah.
If I'm like doing deep work.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
So like the last thing that I want to do is also make sure that I don't fall over because clearly I can't even walk up steps to get coffee.
Well, you needed the coffee in you first.
I did. That's not why I fell.
Yeah.
It's because I was trying to scamper too fast.
Let's see, like that little tiny beach bird.
Little tiny beach bird. So yeah, I mean, I know lots of people do the standing desk thing and they love it or the walking pad thing. I just can't. I'm going to be honest with you. I find it if somebody's just standing during a meeting when they're talking like that, I don't notice. But if you are walking, I definitely notice and I find it incredibly distracting.
Oh, for sure.
I can see you moving.
Yeah. I will say I don't
turn your camera off if you're going to do it because I don't want to watch.
Oh, yeah. The other one that needs a camera. If you are taking a call in a car, please turn your camera off. I do not need motion sickness. I mean, it drives me insane.
Turn your camera off.
I don't need to see you if you're in a car. Yeah. Turn it off. Anyway, that's a little side rant for you. If anyone's on a Zoom meeting today and you're in the car, turn that camera off. We don't need to see you and I don't need to throw up. Anyway,
I also don't think Zoom meetings and Teams calls and all that kind of stuff. I don't think you automatically have to be on screen. Like I have a lot of them that like standing meetings that like most people aren't on camera. And
right.
we aren't using this software to necessarily see each other. It's just the easiest way to get four people on a phone call.
Exactly. I like to I typically let the client do the decide.
Do you ask them or do you just take like a silent note from them?
No, if they join and there's any kind of comment or sometimes they'll actively say like, oh, I can't have my camera on, which usually just means I don't want my camera on. Then I'll make sure I turn it off.
And people are like, my camera's broken. I'm like, boo boo. Just
no one's camera's actually broken.
Pumpkin,
we don't believe you
just
for a second.
Say like, I'm going to stay off camera today.
Yeah. I don't care why.
I don't care why.
You just can say that.
You can tell me why or you can make up a reason why. Like sometimes I'm off camera. If you schedule a meeting with me at lunchtime, I will likely be off camera.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's a big meeting because I'm eating.
Yeah.
I'm eating and I don't want you to watch me eat.
So let me ask you this.
No. Wait, should I fly in?
What?
That might be one of our clips.
So.
All right. What's my hot take?
When I was working full time for someone, I still made a point to definitely go into the office once a week. Mm-hmm. Tried to go in twice a week. Mm-hmm. Definitely was not doing three times, but tried to do twice really hard, but definitely once a week.
Yeah.
But I knew that. And it was kind of nice to like have that one outing to go in. And now that I'm not doing that, now that I don't have another office to go to, I've kind of been doing this long enough now that I'm realizing, sometimes I kind of like working somewhere else. And not a lot, but like sometimes, like it's why I think the podcast has been fun because it's my one time to kind of get out. Mm-hmm. So I went to work at a library last week. And like I got a lot done.
The way you're saying it, like a library.
Have you heard of these things?
Like it's an apparition.
They're free. They're called libraries. But I went to work there, and I'm like, I was like, maybe I should do this more. Maybe I should try and get out of the office more. But I'm like, it's kind of nice to have someplace kind of close that I could just go to and work from. Like when I was at the airport, I had a 5-hour layover. In Dallas on one of my recent trips. 5 hours in Dallas. It's a big airport.
Yeah.
But I just found a little spot that had no one in it. And I just little perched up on my window seat
like a bird,
like a bird. I got more work done in those 5 hours than I had like the entire month of March. So I'm like, maybe I should at least try once a week to get out of my office and just escape a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to me because when I was working full time and I made the effort to go in once a week, then it always seemed like a burden. Because you were expected to come in.
Yeah.
And not that they never really pushed that on me. They knew I liked being at home, but it felt like more of a thing. And now it's just funny because now I'm like, I kind of miss it. But do you ever find like you need to like go somewhere else?
Nope.
Because you don't miss humans.
Well, no, it's not even that. No. It's two things. I feel like I have to do a lot of, I got a plan to go work somewhere else.
Yeah, that's fair.
I got to plan what I'm working on. Now the computers make it easy. I don't have to jump my files, but I have to plan what I'm working on because like, can I do this work with just a trackpad or do I need a full mouse?
Sure.
Do I need the double screen? I have a second screen for my laptop and I sometimes use it, but it's not as good as like my full setup.
Yeah.
Like at my like desk. So like part of it is like, I have to do prep work to go work remotely. Yeah. And because I'm extroverted and I get like,
you're going to talk to people.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't think about that at all.
Oh yeah. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to get distracted.
See, this is why the Dallas airport was perfect. No. I had no one I knew.
I'm going to get irritated when sometimes I get antsy and I just have to get up. And so like at home, like I'll go get like refill my water or whatever. Well, now I'm all fussy pants because
now you got nothing done.
No, not even that. Do I leave my laptop out here unattended in this coffee shop? Like here at the co-work space, it would be fine, but like like nobody would mess with it here. But if I'm in a coffee shop, like, and I want to get up and do something or like I need to go to the bathroom, like, do I just leave all my stuff here?
So
then I have to pack up my stuff. Well, what if I lose my table now? And like this table is the only one with like an outlet.
Sure.
Like it's just,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
I get that.
So the only time I really work like out and about is if I am in between stuff and it does not make sense for me to go home.
Yeah.
Which means my schedule is very interesting that day because I live downtown. So like if it doesn't make sense for me to go home between two things here, how tight is my schedule that day? That 10 minutes doesn't make sense for me.
Yeah.
So it was different when I had an office because I had my nest.
Yep.
For lack of a better term.
Yep.
Right. I have my desk nest and I have my bed nest and I had my nest already set up and my stuff was already there and my computer set up and I didn't have to like get my whole
thing
done. So like I will do it if it makes sense somehow with my schedule, but I don't go out of my way to do it. And every time, I mean, I'm a member of the co-work space.
Yeah.
And I always think I need to come in here and work. I also think like it looks cool, right? Like capital D designer, right? I got to go on my glasses and like go on my laptop.
That's right.
But no, because it takes so many, there's so much stuff I have to do to prepare to work remotely that I just don't do it.
Yeah.
There's other stuff I have to do. I have to remember to like charge my laptop. This thing's dead half the
time.
Because what if I get somewhere and there's no guarantee that there's like,
you might not have an outlet.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then like one time I tried to work, at Ghost Coffee.
Yeah.
And it's knowledge perk, but I call it Ghost Coffee because it's in an old funeral home and that's where I fell up the stairs last week. One time I worked at Ghost Coffee and if it's not somewhere you work all the time, I had to move three separate times because I'm a bird with no thyroid.
Yeah.
I'm whatever temperature the room is.
Yeah.
I was hot in this corner. I was cold in this corner. I didn't like the glare of the thing here. Like it's just a whole thing. And if I have to do it, I'll do it. But like, I just, no, it's very rare for
me.
So
you're okay migrating around your house?
Because I know where all my stuff is. I know. Well, also there's usually a reason why I've migrated.
Yeah.
I don't get up. And now I will say this. Every now and then there'll be something I'm working on that I really feel like I need to like get deep in my work, into this. And so sometimes it makes sense for me to go somewhere new because that will like shake my brain around.
Sure.
But I like prepare for that. Well, yeah, if I've moved locations in my house, there's a reason for it. Sure. So like if I'm working while I'm in my kitchen, it's because I'm also cooking.
Yeah.
If I'm working in my dining room or my living room, it's because my son's home and he's downstairs and he doesn't like to be on a different floor than me. Mm. And he's doing something that like, I mean, he's almost seven. So like he can play by himself without me. But I need to get some stuff done. So like I will set up somewhere near him.
Right.
If I'm working in my bathtub, it's because my back hurts. We already discussed that. If I'm working in my bed, it's because I am so tired and it is the end of the day. And whatever I'm doing, I absolutely have to do it before I go to sleep. And so it's like the last thing I do before I go to bed.
So here's I'm going to get on you again about that because you just told me. What if you're working in your bedroom? Mm-hmm. It is something that could potentially cause a lot of stress. Because it's an urgent thing. Mm-hmm. It's a something down to the wire thing. Mm-hmm. So you're picking your most stressful project to be it in your most serene, relaxing, serene place.
The place that I'm supposed to like disconnect the most.
I'm going to make you stop.
All right.
I'm going to.
Well, I mean, but you can. I'll tell them myself.
Yes, you do.
And that's the thing. If you actually want to help me break this habit.
Yeah, I do. I wanted to help you break the habit.
Then this is what we're going to do. I will report to you when I'm doing it.
Okay. We'll keep track.
You can't necessarily fuss at me immediately, but what we need to do is unpack the circumstances.
I'll wait 5 days later and tell you why this is horrible.
In front of people. No. But like, I think what would be helpful is figuring out the circumstances that have led me to work in my bed.
Yes. Let's go to that.
So part of why I don't want to go into my office at night. And sometimes I do.
Yeah.
I work most nights. So like sometimes I do. It feels like a different level of commitment to go back into my office and like turn my whole desk back on. Mm. And so like if I go into my office, now sometimes I do it just because whatever I'm working at doesn't make sense to do it on my laptop.
Yeah.
But if I go into my office after I put my son to bed and it's nighttime, oh God, I'm going to probably work till midnight.
Right.
Because whatever, like I'm doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just have my laptop and I do something kind of quick in bed, like I feel like it's not as big of a lift.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't like it. But I don't have to like it.
I have been trying to read like physical books in bed recently.
Yeah.
Like before I go to bed to kind of like reassociate that space with like.
Good.
Bedtime.
That's what you should do.
I don't really watch a lot of TV in bed. Sometimes I do, but not really.
Well, you know I do. I watch Clue every night.
Well, then you're breaking the rule.
Well, it's Clue. It gets me to sleep. I have a sleep timer set on and it goes off after 60 minutes. Yeah. I probably only watch the first. I'm not even actively watching any of it, quite frankly.
I mean, really, like this is, I mean, the reality is like, I would say this is like old habits from when I like lived in smaller places when I was younger, right? Like,
yeah, no, but college, everyone was working in their bed.
Well, no, I wasn't because I didn't have a laptop.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair. I had like a big desktop.
Yeah.
I guess I had a lot. So probably where a lot of this started from, I lived in a studio apartment at one point. I remember sitting in my bed on my laptop, filling out my application for SCAD. So this was what?
Relevant.
15 years ago, I guess. But I had a studio apartment. And so like, I didn't really, there was nowhere to work.
Yeah.
So then I just took my laptop everywhere I went. And
that's
so
true.
That's a little bit of where that's it started from. But to your point, I am.
You're no longer in that studio.
I'm not. I have several rooms in my home. I have a whole dedicated office.
There's like, just one that I don't want you to work in. You can't. We're going to get better though. But you know what? I give it like 2-3 years, you'll be done with this.
Oh, they're going to give me 2 or 3 months.
No, God. That won't happen.
2 or 3 years?
No.
We're going to forget about a goal in 2 to 3 years.
No, we won't.
Okay.
We're going to get it.
All right. So I like to end with a question.
Yes.
Audience, where do you work? Are you going to also yell at me because I work in my bed sometimes?
Or are you going to yell at me because...
No, they're not going to yell at you.
They might. They might be like, oh my gosh, I work there all the time.
No. Audience, tell me if I'm wrong. If you listen to this and you're like, I'm not going to yell at Eva for working in her bed, you probably still acknowledge that it is not a good habit for me to have.
Yes.
So they're not going to yell at you.
Fair.
They might yell at me, but at the very least, they're not going to yell at you.
Yeah.
Because you are not wrong. I just have a bad habit.
I know I'm not wrong.
I just have a bad habit that like I'm not fully invested in breaking.
Yeah. We'll get there. Okay. We'll get there.
You'll get me there.
All right.
So, all right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
We'll talk to y'all next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Remember to follow us on Instagram @GhostBossPodcast. And also please like and review us on your favorite podcast app.